T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And joining us live now on 1010 Winds, Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey. Senator A., thanks for coming on.
And it is a pleasure to be on.
And, you know, we're hearing numbers, particularly in New York at the moment, but even in New Jersey, we're hearing numbers that just keep increasing day by day by day. People are being told to stay calm. And what's your assessment of the situation right now in terms of people being calm and the rising numbers?
We need to be direct and resolute in our determination, but also candid with the reality. We are seeing still an upward curve of these cases. And if you look at other nations, from Italy to South Korea, and model based upon their numbers, we have a way to go where this is going to get worse, significantly so, for our region. The best hope we have in terms of the health crisis and the challenges this is going to bring to our hospitals and their availability of everything from ICU beds, ventilators, the best hope we have is to bend this curve as quickly as possible. And so please understand, the health crisis and the economic crisis are going to get worse. Everyone has to take responsibility for helping us to meet this crisis, and the best thing that you can do if you're able is to follow the instructions, isolate yourself, social distancing. We have to begin to bend the curve of this crisis. In the meantime, there are leaders throughout our region who are actively working to help people with the health crises and the economic crises. While I've had frustrations with federal government responses, our regional responses in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
Governor, Senator, I wanted to ask you about that. Governors Cuomo, Lamont, and Murphy have been working together as a regional unit. Governor Cuomo is saying it has to be done that way. It can't be done, you know, with the borders for a variety of reasons. Are you working in the same capacity with Senator Schumer and Gillibrand and with the other officials in the other states?
Yeah, I'm in constant contact with number one, Governor Murphy and his team, as well as my colleagues and allies here from the tri-state area, Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York, understanding that we are very much an integrated system, including Pennsylvania, frankly, and Delaware. And so we are now working on a massive Senate response. We're negotiating out a bill right now that will put $1 to $2 trillion into our economy in critical areas, and that is direct assistance for all Americans in our region, small business support, support to local municipalities, towns, and states, as well as to critical hospitals and healthcare systems. And so that's what's being negotiated out right now, but working together across party lines, that's the urgency right now, because this crisis, as you said, is growing and will get worse.
What do you need from Washington the most?
Well, number one, we in the Senate have to stay in the saddle here and do our job, and that seems to be happening. But on the president's level, there are a lot of actions that they still have to do, activating certain emergency responses, marshaling the resources from everything from the military and National Guard to the CDC. The challenges we're facing in our region as we see the number of cases growing will definitely be the supply and demand problem, the demand for critical health care services and resources and the lack of supply. And so beginning to as the Wayne Gretzky wisdom, not skate to where the puck is, but anticipate where it's going. We need to start staging and positioning resources so we can meet the coming wave of cases.
You just came off a presidential campaign, and so let's set the politics aside, but I want to ask you sort of in that context. How are relations with the White House, with the Republicans? Mitch McConnell wanted to act quickly on the economic stimulus. Politics a major factor or less so right now? What is the sense of that?
I think everybody is sobered by the reality. This is not a time for left-right. This is time to fight forward through this storm. And so I've had some very stiff concerns, like why we left Washington last weekend, for example. Why did Mitch McConnell, when the House stayed in the saddle, why were we dismissed for the weekend? Every day, every hour that we lose is an hour that more people are going to be struggling and potentially with the health crisis suffering from our inaction. Everybody is here. We are working really hard, and we hope to have a draft bill by the end of the day that we can start working through to get something passed as quickly as possible through the Senate.
Were you able to catch President Trump's briefing earlier today?
I was on a conference call for much of it. I had it on in the background and caught some of his statements that he made.
I want to paraphrase and stress that I am paraphrasing here. The president said that it's really up to the states to obtain equipment and supplies. He said the federal government is there to assist, but it's pretty much up to the states. I want to get your reaction to that.
Well, again, I was a mayor during the last economic downturn. You learn to be self-reliant and self-sufficient, but to me, coming from the president of the United States, knowing from FDR, to presidents even more recently in crises, we are all in this together. It is not a time to push off responsibility. At the end of the day, the leader of our nation, the buck stops with him, and he must be acting far more proactively than we have seen. Remember, it was just a few weeks ago that he was telling us that this was not a problem, that this was a hoax, that this would blow over. This is exposing tremendous flaws with him personally and within his administration. But this is not my job right now to tear him down. It's my job to do everything I can to make sure we pull together. And I'm working with his officials. I'm working with the vice president's office. I'm doing everything we can, because what folks don't need right now is politicians pointing fingers and blaming others. What they need right now is action and help and support. And so in everything I can do, from troubleshooting in my state with my team in state and working hard right now to get a bold, far-reaching package, it's now time to do the work and stop the finger-pointing, stop the partisanship, start focusing on the people.
Governor Cuomo is estimating that the number of cases will peak in roughly 5 to 6 weeks. Do you generally agree with that assessment? Look at that time frame, and is it possible to get facilities and equipment within that amount of time?
So that's the sobered reality, and I'm grateful for Cuomo and Murphy for telling people the truth. We are weeks and weeks away from beginning to see this thing plateau and decline. And if that is true, which every modeling that I look at, every expert that I've talked to, that is what I am getting as well. And that means that we see a potential for us to exceed the resources that we currently have within our hospitals. And that's what the urgency is right now, is finding ways to get that personal protective equipment, swabs, ventilators, figure out how we can reduce the demand on our hospital systems, whether that's elective surgery or bringing in field medics and more, to begin to make room for what are potentially the urgent coronavirus-related cases. And so I am grateful to see the hard work, dedication, and resourcefulness of our governors and hospital leaders and more. It really is going to take all of us to meet this tidal wave that could potentially be coming if the number of cases sustain themselves. And that is why I cannot emphasize enough, every single American needs to see it as their patriotic duty to help us stop the rise of this curve by taking personal actions to isolate themselves, to engage in social distancing, to practice disciplined hygiene, because we can bend this curve more and reduce the pressure and the impact on our medical, on our hospitals. If we take action personally, we can do that.
Senator, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. And again, this is the time for Americans to show the best of who we are. We have been through crises like this before as a country. We cannot pull apart. We've got to pull together. We've got to extend grace to each other, support to each other, encouragement to each other. Even if you're stuck at home, make phone calls, post relevant information on social media, encourage people during this time of crisis. And I want to thank the media members as well, including yourself, for continuing to inform us with critical information during this time of crisis.
Senator,
take care of yourself.
Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, live on 1010 Winds.